News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Well, as you heard, the supply of second-hand homes for sale in Ireland remains critically constrained. There's fewer than 15,000 properties for sale nationwide, or there was in the month of January. Sherry Fitzgerald has done a report analysing exactly what the situation looks like. Marion Finnegan is with us. She's CEO of Sherry Fitzgerald. And Marion, I read in that report you're saying that it is far below the level required for a balanced and functioning housing market. That's the 15,000 that were available on the market in January. What should it be?
I think ideally, if you look at the level of transactions in the marketplace, somewhere between a quarter and a half of the stock that's required in a year. So if we're selling 40,000 houses a year, we need to have somewhere in the order of 20,000 to 25,000 houses a year available for sale at any one point in time. Now, we fall to very, very low levels. Last January, there was just over 10,000. It's back up at about 14,000 now, 14,500 now, but it still remains well below what the market would actually need in a functioning society. And the other thing to consider in that scenario is that the level of transactions overall in the year is very low relative to what we would expect because of that constrained new housing supply. Now, we are beginning to see some positive trends. We saw that uptick in supply last year going to 36,000. We're expecting a similar level this year. It still falls well below what the actual requirement is, which is more in the order of about 55,000. And what's really important in all of this is that where we're seeing the supply increases is critically just in key urban areas. So rural Ireland is really suffering the worst in terms of that supply side constraint. We're seeing very high price inflation in rural Ireland and very, very tight constraints in terms of stock available to rent, to buy, all elements of the market.
And what's causing that imbalance? Is it planning rules or is it that the developers are chasing where the bulk money is?
Well, it's more viability, to be honest, where we've seen one of the reasons that held stock back in terms of delivery was viability. So viability improved first in the urban areas and the concentration activity moved to that location. It's gradually improving everywhere else now, but what we really need now to see is that supply matching that viability and stock levels improving across the country.
You know, there's so much analysis as to what the issues are with the housing market and so much argument around it. You, who is in that market all the time, if you were looking at the big block, simple things that need to be done, what are they?
I think we've moved a long way to find the solutions, but I think what's missing now is, number one, we have a definitive focus on only one element of the market, which is first-time buyers. To get this right, we need to look at policy that encourages supply for all types of houses, so houses to trade up, trade down, etc. We also need to look at the rental sector. We have seen some very positive moves in the last 6 months, but we need to see that stock coming to the market now, both the big, large block stock, which is provided by the PRS sector, and also we need to see activity in that rental market across the entire country. And then really it's about seeing that supply being delivered in all locations, because the more viable locations will always attract the most attention. So we need to ensure that there is a focus on every location in Ireland if we're going to get that supply distribution correctly.
When you say you need to make sure that there is supply of all types of housing, other than the first-time buyers, which are the critical areas where you see an absence of supply?
Properties for which to trade down into. So if you look at the occupancy levels across the country, we have a very high occupancy level of smaller properties. In other words, first-time buyers and those renting are living in small accommodation with really little, very little choice available to them. When you look at the very larger properties in mature urban areas, in an awful lot of cases, the occupancy levels in those properties is very low. So you could have a four-bedroom house with one or two people living in it. The reason for that is there's nowhere to go. Most people in that category would move if they had the choice of accommodation to fit their needs within the area they want to live in. I think that has to be the absolute next focus in terms of policy, to encourage the development of properties that would suit people who want to trade away from the family home that's no longer fully occupied into something more suitable to their needs. That hasn't been addressed at all yet.
And that's presumably because if you get people out of those large suburban homes, everybody else can move one up in the bed.
If they so choose, yeah, exactly.
Now,
that's it, exactly.
To the if they so choose thing, Marion, anytime we talk about that thing of trading down from the large houses for people who are empty nesters, we get texts immediately that say, like hell, I worked very hard to have this nice house with a nice garden in a nice area and I'm not moving.
Yes, and that's absolutely everybody's choice. But where people do want to move and can't do so because the options aren't available to them, we have to provide that option. And so for every person who says, absolutely, I don't want to move, this suits my needs, there's somebody who's saying, absolutely, I would move, this house is too big for me, The garden's too hard to maintain. I don't need to be heating four bedrooms that I'm not using. So those are the people that we really want to assist.
Lastly, what about the impact on those who already own property? Because presumably if you have constrained supply, what you also have is an increase in price, and that means an increase in value. So there are an awful lot of people being made, at least on paper, rich by virtue of this.
Yeah, and that's the default of the way the market is operating at the moment. So if you look at what we've seen in the last couple of years, whether it was interest rate increases initially, the challenges around the wider supply levels, all of those factors, we create a lot of dysfunctionality in the marketplace. So prices are rising. We can see that most evidently across rural Ireland now. Last year, we saw average values in rural Ireland rising between 8 and 11%. Now, while that sounds good if you own your own home, a lot of people who own their own home who are benefiting from this would prefer to see stock coming on for their children, for them to buy into. It also means that competitive levels in these locations, if you can't rent or buy in a rural location, it's not a very attractive location for employment growth. So while it looks good from one side, the counter of that is actually very challenging for local economies.
Marion, thank you very much. Marion Finnegan, Chief Executive Officer of Sherry Fitzgerald. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.